that makes me so sad. I could like cry about that right now.
Welcome to another Latino Huira podcast and the Latino Huira podcast. This is Papi Julian Jose de Gacelis. Today I'm with Sara Perry, and I almost burned my kitchen. Cool. let's start with that. I don't know if it looks smoky, but it's my fault. but this is like I have a good nose because we got in and it's like the kitchen burning, and it's like yeah, it's fine. And then I smell it's like oh. Okay, I believe last time we like I was in the same place with you was at your house. It was at like a party, and I put like cheese on the hot dog, and everybody was like, "He's a fucking genius."
Yes, I remember that for 4th of July party. I think.
Yeah, and I brought Gorgonzola, and you were like, "We're comics, we're poor. Like, what are you? what the fuck are you doing?"
Never seen it before. Yeah.
Did you like it?
It was good. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I'm glad I asked because I was gonna do carpaccio, like mushroom carpaccio, and I was like, wait a minute. So I sent her a message like, hey, everything was ready. And I was like, hey, do you like mushrooms? And she's like, no. I was like,
it's like the one thing I don't eat.
Nice.
I swear it's like the one thing I don't eat. I don't know. I don't like it.
But I make a really cute cheese ball.
Yes, okay? So cute.
You have to eat because lately my mom is like watching the episode and she's like,
no one's eating.
You're the only one eating. Like, you cannot keep doing that.
Does she
like,
watch every episode?
I believe yes. I believe she doesn't understand anything. Aww. I love you, mom. Te amo, mama. She's like, I don't know what he's saying, but she's not eating. She's not eating.
She doesn't speak English?
No.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But she's super supportive. I believe like I won the Gacelis because she sent a link to so
to
many
everybody.
People.
Oh, yeah. That's so nice.
So you're the most amazing comic I know that is engaged with someone with one ball. So how does that...
that's my qualification. That's why I'm here.
Like, actually, I was gonna like I have that and the most amazing comic that is engaged to someone who's less funny than her.
Oh my god!
That's the two. So shout out to John.
Shout out to John. He almost came with me. He almost drove.
No, thanks. Yeah. Thank God he's not.
he did this podcast, right?
Yeah, but in the podcast, he said one joke that it was so bad. It's like you gotta stop.
Really? He's an improv. He can be. Yeah.
It was a joke. I believe he's doing it on stage. Is the I love about
fucking his grandma? Is that it?
No.
Cuz that's
no, but it was like you cannot say anything anymore. You got to change everything. So
oh.
It was like manslaughter, so it was like and the end was like I believe Ted Bundy like
sure.
Something like that and it was
something
like,
horrible.
And I was like you got to not say that.
Yeah. That's so
okay,
funny. No.
Okay, I brought white gloves because she's a white woman, so.
You know me so well.
It's like, she's a white woman. She would like this. I brought some topics. The first topic I want to... I was going to talk about this, but I believe it's like, it's going to be... This is going to be out in like 2 weeks, so by that moment, everybody's like past that about the ban on TikTok.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's not... It's back, right?
Yeah, but it was like 14 hours. Like
it wasn't even a day.
Yeah, you know how I felt it was? It was like in a movie when there's like the bomb and they deactivate it like in the last second. I felt it was like that.
It was like that.
Are you edging?
They were edging. It was such a big deal and everybody was so heartbroken and then it was back the next day. I was just like, this is so stupid.
And apparently there are a lot of TikTokers, influencers. Like I didn't do a lot of research on this shit, but that... For example, there were like someone that was like a famous because she said like coffees, like coffee places, the best coffee places. She got famous about that. Apparently, a lot of influencers were like saying their truth because TikTok was going to be banned. She's like, actually, I don't like coffee. And then it was back and she's like, oh.
Just kidding.
Hey, are you going to still follow my advice on the thing that I don't like?
Right. I need money. So, yeah.
How are you doing on TikTok?
Because I
know she has an OnlyFans.
I do okay on TikTok. I don't really get the... I'm going to be yelled at for this. But I don't really get the difference between TikTok and Instagram Reels.
Yeah, I don't get the difference.
Like, everything I would post to my TikTok, I would post it to my Instagram anyway. So then I'm not a big TikToker. I'm just not... I'm a huge Instagrammer.
Okay.
I'm on it all day. It's disgusting.
Sage.
It's so gross. I'm 30.
I'm 32. You see, it's the age. It's like
yeah, I think we like just missed it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, TikTok was like we were into High Five, MySpace, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok is like Vine.
Yeah.
And then TikTok is like, use me on job. Like, I'm done. Like, yes. I learned all these apps. Like, that's your, no.
What is High Five?
Maybe this is Latin America. It was like a really Latin American version of MySpace.
MySpace, okay.
It was horrible.
Really?
Like a lot of emo. Like all the pictures were like someone with the hair like this. It's like, life is suffering.
That's me in high school.
I want to see a picture of that.
No, you don't. But you don't. No,
yes, I did. Did you dye your hair black?
I wanted to. I didn't. But I had the had the bangs. I had the bang, the straight, super straight hair. And
but covering one eye?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mom, get out of my room. Yeah.
And you're like My Chemical Romance.
Loved My Chemical Romance. There you go. And Avril Lavigne.
I love Avril Lavigne.
She's so great.
Yeah, like, complicated. Do you believe the theory that...
That she's not who she says she is? Or that it's an imposter?
Yeah, there is.
I love conspiracy theories, and I think that one is the most interesting one. It's really crazy. Have you looked into it?
A little bit, but because she's like, disappear and then appear again, and someone's like...
She's different.
She didn't have that mole.
That's like, crazy. I don't know.
Do you think it's real?
I like to think that it is.
Have you seen? She's being on interviews, being like, guys, it's me. It's like, that's something that the clone
would say. That's exactly what she would say. That's so funny.
Like, I don't know. Like, but TikTok Bang, it was a stupid thing. And it was so much a campaign. Because I don't know if you read the message when it closed and then the message when it went back.
Mr. Sir President Baby Trump saved us. Yeah. He saved it. Which he wanted it banned in the first place, didn't he? In 2020, didn't he try to get
maybe,
it
banned? Maybe he'll do it again. Because apparently it's in 75 days. It was like, oh, it's restored forever. Apparently 75 days is going to be again if they ban it.
Oh, to see if it's back again.
Yeah, he just like extended.
Yeah.
And then it's just like CatCop, that is the app I use for captions. Mm-hmm. Like, it's also bad. It's like, wait. Like, what is happening? What is the correlation?
Why?
Here?
Why? I don't get it. I don't get why.
I was like, I pay for this app. Like, no.
Right.
When I spend money, I was like, give me my app. I was ready to be Venezuelan with protesters.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But, I don't know. I have a lot of more interesting stuff here to talk about. And one is, you know, all this game that is like, oh, for how much money would you do whatever?
Yeah.
Or like for 100 mil. And the guy's like, I'm sucking. He's like, wait, damn. But these kind of games, like, okay, yeah. for 100 mil, would you? I recently thought about what those billionaires' kids play. Because they already have the money.
Right.
So they don't care about these questions.
Yeah.
Like, how much fun are you skipping? Because, for 500 minutes, like, I do have
that. Yeah.
So what do they play?
Ugh, I don't know. I don't even want to think about them. Millionaires and billionaires. Fuck them.
I was like, maybe they're just going, like, down, like, for it doesn't have to be money, it have to be something else. Like, what would you do for a day working in 7-Eleven? And they're like, no,
no way,
no. Okay, you are outside of that's nightmares. They're like, I dreamt that again. It's like, what? I was outside of Home Depot asking for jobs.
that's their nightmare. Yeah, that's so funny.
According to you, what would be a billionaire's game?
What would be a billionaire's game? They probably do fucked up shit. They probably, like, bet on... You know how, like, people bet on races? Like,
okay.
Horse races?
Yeah.
They probably, like, bet on, like, people somehow. I don't know. Have you ever seen that movie? Oh, my God. Fuck. I forget what it's called.
I was trying to grab the...
Grab it for me and give it to me. There's a movie with... I don't even remember. It's...
You guys.
No.
Comment what movie it is.
I know.
The movie with
it's
someone.
It's the show Squid Game. Have you seen Squid Game?
Yeah.
Those people are so rich that they like.
Oh, yeah,
they watch and bet and see the people like kill each other. Like, that's what I picture millionaires and billionaires doing with their time is like betting on real human. Yeah.
Probably they do that.
Like sick shit. Like sick stuff.
If you're a billionaire, why are you watching this Another Latino with a Podcast? But comment. You did exactly what my mom does with movies. She's just like, hey, can you help me the movie, you know, the movie where the cars and...
And she doesn't give you any info.
She's like... And then she gets mad that I don't know.
Right.
This guy, the he's really cute. He plays there. It's like, Mom, I don't know. Like, why don't you know? I was like, you're not giving... What kind of charades game I'm playing now?
That's so funny.
But I thought about that. Then I went into, like, what are people spending a lot of money? And I found two. And they are going against. There's one guy called Brian Johnson, I believe, mm-hmm. that he's spending $2 million annually to age, like, slower. He's trying to remain young.
Oh, is he he's doing something with his son's blood or something?
He stopped that, apparently.
Oh,
now he's doing
God.
A lot of
super. I heard about that.
It's $2 million, and this is the best part. This is when you know people are spending money that they, like, they don't know how to spend it. He, like, apparently he reversed the aging process, but, like, in 1 year, he aged 8 months.
What? How?
With supplements, diet, da-da-da-da-da. And it's like, so you're saying you're paying $2 million for 4 months? Like, fuck that.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm paying $2 million, like, I want to age 1 month.
1 month,
in 1 year.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Like, for $2 million, like, home, like, I'll age twice.
But to him, $2 million is, like, nothing, right?
He's, I don't
like,
even know what he does. He has a YouTube channel.
Really?
He's a YouTuber.
That's it?
He has a YouTube... No, he needs to be doing more, but he has a YouTube channel that has 1.5 million subscribers.
Uh-huh.
Like, don't let these people tell you what to do. Right. He tells, like, people what to do.
Yeah.
What is the dumbest person that you're, like, I'm not... Like, that you have listened to?
Who's the dumbest person I've listened to?
John Diaz. There you go.
Yeah.
I don't listen to him.
Sometimes. Sometimes he can. Sometimes he has brilliant ideas, and then other times it's just like, where the fuck did you get that idea from?
For example.
Wow.
So many.
No, he has. You know, he has really bad ADHD.
Yeah.
So like, he has like all these random facts in his head at all times, and he'll just tell me random shit, and we're constantly like sending each other random shit on Instagram, and it's just. I'll give you an example.
Okay.
He'll write a joke and it'll be funny and it'll work. He'll go try it at a mic and it'll work. But then he'll ask me, why was that funny? Like he doesn't know why he wrote it. I'm like, how'd you write it if you don't know how it's funny? He's like, I don't know. I swear it's bizarre. It happens like every few weeks. It's really weird.
What is your process when you write a joke? Do you know exactly? I believe now I know exactly, okay, I believe this part is a funny part because of this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have one that I want to do now that is about the food, that because I think Americans know that their country is fucked up because your food is terrible.
Yeah.
And then I go to, like, around, like, because in Venezuela is a dictatorship. Venezuela, like, there's not, like, in a lot of places, there's not, like, basic services like light or clean water, is we're under a fucking regime that kills people, but we have motherfucking arepas.
People,
one bite of that arepa, and you're like, I forgive the government.
Oh, yeah. Our food sucks. We don't have anything cool here.
Exactly.
Everything is foreign. Everything
no one have eaten a Big Mac and being like, oh, can you see? No one has done that. So I wrote that. I was like, this part is funny. And then I have a story that I was literally in jail 2014 because I was protesting against the government.
Oh, wow.
And the first thing that I did when I went out, my mom took me to breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
One bite of that arepa, and I was like, you know what? The government is not that bad.
Yeah.
I love this country. Yo, Venezuela.
Do you miss it a lot?
The food.
Just the food.
Just the food.
Yeah.
Not the government, thank you, no. But I can do the food here. But
yeah.
But there's a sentiment about the food from when you were younger.
Yeah.
Maybe if I go, it's not... No, it is good. Like I have seen videos.
Yeah.
You don't have any hot dogs? Burgers?
I love a hot dog. That'll take me back to my childhood.
You have to try Venezuelan hot dogs.
What's different about it?
We put everything on it.
Oh, yeah, like what you did at my party.
No, that was just cheese.
To me, that's crazy.
No, we put cheese, shredded potatoes, fry it.
Ooh, yum.
A lot of sauces, avocado, like we throw
what?
Whatever we want in that shit. Like, I'll show you a picture later.
Okay.
But going back to Brian, would you do, like, women do that more often. Like, in him, it's weird. But if a woman is like, yeah, I'm trying to not age that fast, everybody will be that understandable.
Right.
How much do you spend, actually, to slow the process of aging?
How much would I spend?
No, you're spending something now. I'm pretty sure you have, like, creams and your skincare.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, how much?
Not a lot. I'm very broke.
I just shampoo on my face.
Yeah, if I had more money, I would definitely spend more money on it. But I do.
What is your cap?
The most expensive thing I've spent money on my face is my lips. I had my lips done for $500.
That's a lot of money.
That bankrupted me. Yeah. It was awesome, though. I loved how they looked.
I use soap. That's it. I use soap on my face. And I don't do any, like, nice skincare routine. And
you just use plain old bar soap on your face.
Yeah, and you're such a guy. Not even like yeah.
Such a guy.
And like recently, I'm dating, and she asked me like, because I believe I have nice skin, and mm-hmm. she's like, how do you have nice skin? What's your skincare routine? Like, water.
Some people are just blessed, and it's usually men. It's usually men that are blessed like that, and they don't have to. They use that condition all in one conditioner, body wash, face wash, toothpaste. It's all the same in one big bottle.
Motor oil,
yes,
all horse in one. Shampoo. I was exactly. Like, yeah, that this will work.
Yes,
but I believe it's the makeup company. I believe we don't use makeup, so our skin doesn't absorb chemicals.
It doesn't get the chemicals and stuff. Yeah, for sure, that's probably true.
So maybe if women stop using makeup.
Well, that will never happen.
Why not? Why not?
We know what it is. We already know what it is now. Because since we already know what it is and how it can change our appearance, there's no way people would go back to not using it.
Okay, what if at some point we have life filters?
Ooh, then yeah, I could see it going away. Like you put on a filter on your face.
Yeah, everybody have the fucking chip, so you can put the filter in real life.
I get that, yeah.
Then you won't.
Yeah, then I wouldn't need
it. The chip might function. It's like, what the fuck?
It's like, I'm like a raccoon or something, yeah.
I was going a little racist.
Oh, you're going racist?
Like, you're not Asian.
No, I'm Asian today.
We're going to do a little pause with racist. I love to be a racist in this.
There you go.
Do you know why? Because I believe YouTube, all social media is like cornering every people who was like, oh, suicide is like, you cannot say that. You cannot say that. Now you're banned forever. It's like, it's a word.
Yeah.
And you can joke about it. You, as a comic, before closing this, do you believe there's like topics you shouldn't be talking about?
No, I think you can make anything funny if you're smart about it.
Exactly.
I think a lot of people make jokes about sensitive subjects and then the jokes suck and then people get offended. I think if you're smart about it, you make a really smart joke, you can joke about anything. But you gotta be good.
Say that again.
You gotta be good.
No, the whole part, like, if you're really smart about it.
If you're really...
I love this music for this moment.
Yo, yo.
You're gonna start rapping.
If you're smart...
Okay, with a little music. We're going to go to a pause. We're going to be back. And we are back. We were trying to use the filter in real life. It didn't work. People are still Chinese. It's okay. But, okay, that would be amazing, like filter in real life. But the other thing I look about that people with money are spending their money on is euthanasia pots.
What is it?
The euthanasia. They're calling like sarcopods also. It's like, basically, it's like a capsule.
Okay.
Where you go to die. It injects like nitrogen gas and some like chemicals, so you basically get numb and get to sleep. It's like assisted suicide.
What?
But, exactly. And it costs, I look for the cost, it costs apparently 15,000 euros. That is like, I don't know. $1,500.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really useful. You can use it many times. You can kill a lot of people.
Why would anyone want
to
do that?
Because to assisted suicide. Oh. But this is rich people doing that. Because like, you don't know about overdose. There's a lot of options that sleeping pills that are like, no, I want to die in a capsule. It looks like something put out from sci-fi.
Yeah.
It's like, it's so weird, but it's like a gun.
Yeah. Like, see, there's so many other options.
What would be your option? Like, because
how would I kill myself?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Because this is me. Like, I don't want to be in a, we're going to talk about that. I don't want to be in a vegetable state. If I ever point in my life,
oh yeah, you want to pull like the plug? Vegetable,
like someone pulled the plug. Like, okay. Keep me alive. And if I'm going through a really bad sickness, apparently there was a movie. I don't know if it came out, but I saw a trailer. And maybe this is The Matrix and the movie never existed, but I saw a trailer of it. That it was a guy that had terminal cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And he started killing annoying people.
Really?
Because it's like,
who cares?
Okay, throw me in jail. Like, right. He has like 1 month to leave. It was like, what are you going to do? So he just started killing like the most annoying people.
This was a movie?
Apparently, but I don't know if it went out, but it looks so good.
It's like The Purge, but like only for him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And only for annoying people. He was like people who like take too much in life.
Slow walkers. That's who I would
Slow call. Walkers. People in Starbucks like, I want my vanilla latte with that. And it's like a long order. And it's like, well, but goodbye.
Me. Yeah.
So what would be your way of, this is the way I want to go.
Oh my God. Peacefully in my sleep, I hope. I can only pray.
Can't jump with a pillow on your face.
Yes, John will slowly suffocate me. He talks about death all the time. He talks about death all the time because he's 11 years older than me. So he's like, we're going to have a great life together until I die. I'm going to die soon. I'm going to die really quick. I'm going to die soon.
Yeah, I'm going to fucking kill you.
I'm really old. He's like, keeps telling me that he's going to die before me. And I'm going to have this awesome year in my 70s where I'm widowed and I'm going to go out and find another hot guy. We've like talked about that.
Yeah,
so.
You can find a hot guy before he dies. Like, he doesn't.
Before.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could do it right now.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, what is it stopping you? Like, what? He has one ball.
He does.
I want to fumble his balls. It's like, it's just one.
It's just one.
Usually you do two hands, but okay.
It's just the one hand.
But how he wants to go.
How does he want to die?
Yeah. For me, it's like, I can either in my sleep or like if I am at a point, it's like this is really soon to happening. I will do something like overdose, like whatever. Like.
Maybe that, yeah. I think overdosing wouldn't be too bad.
I'm about to die. Let me just like do a lot of cocaine.
Yeah, a lot of different drugs. Put it together. Yeah.
Let's see what happens. You see God?
Yeah, probably.
You see God, and you come back. It's like fuck.
Shit, it didn't work.
You're cured now. Where's your cancer? It's like what the fuck? So all this time. All I got to do was a bunch of drugs, and I was maybe no one has tried it, and maybe cancer is like oh, the treatment is like a lot of cocaine.
And nobody's done it yet. I think somebody would have tried to do it by now.
Yeah, a lot of cocaine, weed, a lot of other drugs, like just a bunch of them together.
Mixed together, and no one's found the proper cure yet because no one's done it.
Johnny's Nicaraguan, so
yes.
don't he has like any like weird like, my aunt, my mom, my grandmother used to do this. Like Latin America have a lot of medicine that is like, how did you find out that?
Oh, yeah. No, nothing that I can think of. I know his mom's mom is like 100 years old and she's like nowhere near dying. She's going to live like a long time.
Probably she's like, yeah, because I just like take Savila and they love Savila.
What is that?
It's like the aloe.
Oh, aloe?
Aloe.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's like that plant. It's like they love that shit. They put that shit on everything. It's like,
yeah.
It's like, oh, you have cancer. Just mix this with water and sugar, and then you put it on your forehead for 4 minutes, and you're cured. And
yeah.
It's like, this is so stupid. You do it, and you're cured. Like, what the?
And it worked.
How the fuck did how did you know this was going to be a remedy?
Funny.
Like, the one for Orzuelo is like when you have like something in your eye. I don't know the name in English.
Like pink eye?
Pink eye, when you have pink eye. According to Latin America grandmothers, you put a spoon, like, no, a knife that you put on the fridge.
Oh, cool, okay.
Yeah, you put a cool knife and you gotta put it on the pink eye, but not like this. You gotta go behind your head.
What? No.
Look it up. Behind your head, put the knife, and you do that and it cures.
Really?
And it's like, How did you find out this? What was your process?
Right, who was doing that when they were like, yeah.
A chaman, like, I don't know how that the medicine worked for mothers. I'm gonna say this topic for the bonus content, so we're gonna keep talking about dying. Whatever. If you're a vegetable, would you like to just unplug me?
Yeah, I think so. Unless they're like, hey, there's like a 50% possibility she could like come back. Then hold on.
A 50 is low.
Is it low, you think?
Yeah, like in operations, like if the successful rate is like below 70, they're like, you're going to die.
Okay, then 70%.
Okay.
But then, yeah, I wouldn't want to. I'm like you. I wouldn't want to be a vegetable for sure.
Yeah, no, I don't want to be a vegetable. I don't. Quadriplegic. There's a good movie about a guy who's quadriplegic, and, uh-huh. and he's like, just let me die.
Yeah. really.
Yeah, and he.
No arms, no legs, nothing.
Yeah, nothing. Just like neck and head, and he basically makes a video being like he's helping me in this assisted suicide, but like. Don't charge him for everything because this is my choice. So the person just gives him at the end of the movie like a cup with a mix and he have the straw, he just drink it. Mm-hmm. But the whole movie is about the morale of like why, like it's okay to let this happen. He just talk about all the suffering of like, I cannot fucking move my uh-huh. fucking body. Like,
yeah.
But then there, I have a weird acceptance of death and of life. And I believe we, as humanity, we try to grab like people to be alive too much.
You think?
Like there's some people that is like their whole life is suffering. It's like, no, yeah, but it's like successful. Like the doctor said she was or he was gonna make it until like 10 years old, and now he's 30. He hasn't been happy ever, but
right, yeah, he's had like, a miserable life.
He's miserable. Yeah, he's always in pain. No one likes him because he's horrible.
Yeah,
but look at him go. Like just. Let the people go.
Right, how they want to go. Yeah.
What's your take on that? Because, like, you know, cats and I believe most animals, if one of their youngest is sick, they kill it, or yeah. They're just like, birds are fucking badass because some birds like throw away one of the kids of the nest because they want to make sure that they have enough food for everybody.
Oh, so that makes me so sad. I could like cry about that right now.
They literally grab one. Is like, well, goodbye.
I hate that. That's so sad. I love animals so much. You have no idea. I don't even like birds, and okay. I'm still caring okay. about it.
You're the first guest I'm making cry.
Why did I come here? All we're doing is talking about death and dying birds.
But they do that shit, and it's like.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Charge in the fucking belly, they eat each other. Mm-hmm. So one is born with, that is the toughest. And humans yeah. like, where this piece of meat that is breeding, I'm going to keep you alive forever. It's the let it go.
Let it go, yeah.
That's my take. Like, I want to know yours.
I would say
there you go. Tough.
It's questions. Hard because
you're like, we're going to talk about comedy and
right.
Super
but
nice
no, we're
topics.
Not. It's hard. It would depend on how much of a quality of life the person or animal has or.
No, the animals keep all of them alive, but people.
Too dark. That's too dark. I don't know.
The other thing is, like, some of those people that... Oh, I'm going to get canceled. It's okay. I don't care. I have seen, like, people with no legs, and it's like, what do you want to be when you grow up? It's like, I want to be a soccer player. It's like, bitch, you have no legs. Like, no, choose another dream.
Like, of all the sports.
Yeah, like, no, I want to play soccer. Yeah. Like, you cannot play soccer.
No.
Like, I believe we also encourage, like, you can be whatever you want. It's like, no.
No.
We should be able to be like, no, choose an honor. Like, you can be the most intelligent person.
Yeah.
Like, no, I want to be a soccer player. No.
Oh, no.
You should be able to say no. Like, no, no, no.
I agree. Yeah.
Like, no. You have no Paralympic soccer player. No, I want to be a real soccer player.
No. No, you can't be.
You know the difference between a soccer player and you?
What?
They do have legs. Okay. But so you will decide if the people deserve to be alive depending on how miserable their life is.
Yes.
But that happens with people that are like completely functional, okay?
It does.
Yeah, people who are miserable. You will do it with people that are okay, that are like, but their life is sucks, and you're like, well.
That sounded like a real gun.
You're like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Whoa, this got really real all of a sudden.
But with, I believe people should be able to, like, there was a fucking dilemma with one that in Switzerland or one of these countries that are better than here.
Mm-hmm. Well, sure. A lot of them.
That she wanted to commit suicide. She was okay, but she was like, I'm done with this life. And they agree, and she was like 27.
Damn.
Yeah, but it's like, I believe you should be able to decide when you want to die.
Okay, you do.
Like, even if you're not sick, even if you should be able to be like, this is too much suffering, I want to leave.
Sure, yeah, sure.
You're like, yeah, let's do it.
I agree with that, I think.
You think after John is dead, you're going to be so disrupted, and then you're going to be like...
I've thought about it. I will be a wreck, but I think...
Why? You know what he should do? Like, I saw him once without his beard.
Oh, my God.
Like, months before he dies, he needs to start shaving. It's... Like clean shave, so you're like, I fucking hate you. I hope you. Please,
you know
go.
What I did? He tell you what I said when I? No. So I'm the one that wanted him to shave his beard because I told him I'm not marrying a man without seeing the bottom half of his face.
Okay.
And I was scared there was gonna be like a Nazi tattoo underneath that beard or something. He shaves the whole thing. He turns around and just my first instinct. I just yell, I hate it. I hate it. And it like hurt his feelings so bad. He's like, you just told me you hate how I look. It was so weird though. Seeing, I bet you look way different without your beard.
Yeah, I look like a fucking kid.
Like a child. Yeah, yeah. It's weird.
He looked like a math professor, like a physics professor.
I can't even explain it. His whole face shape changed. And it scared me. So okay, I was like,
but if we have the shape. You can put a filter that he has over
right,
beard.
The Chinese filter.
He's Chinese and has a beard, and you're like, oh, yeah, cool. Yeah. I like this now.
Yeah, now I like it. Yeah.
Okay. We're on 32. Okay, we're going to please put your dates, whatever dates you have coming up. This is going to be out in 2 weeks, and then we're going to do the bonus content.
Okay.
What days do you have? They're next.
I am at the Lincoln Lodge tomorrow, but you're like in 2 weeks. This is going to come out in 2 weeks, you said?
Yeah, kind of in like 2 weeks.
I don't have anything. Oh, I'm at Hope and Anchor on February 1st. That's out in a burb. And then I'm at the Prairie Center January 30th. And then February is kind of like...
It's a slow. I have a slow.
It's a little slow. Yeah.
It's too cold.
Everything's so cold. Nobody wants to go out. I just feel like nobody's... Yeah. Because it's been brutal, like brutally cold.
Yeah, no, like I have a show today, and
oh, you do?
Yeah,
and where I'm at?
Make me laugh.
Oh, at Lincoln Lodge?
No, it's the place is called Make Me Laugh. Dude. It's called Comedy Confessions. It's 5408 Lincoln, something like that.
Oh, okay, cool.
It will be fun. It will be fun. I hope people go.
Yeah.
But we're going to end this episode on the note of if you see Sarah Perry being a vegetable, kill her. okay, first ask if she can come back. If the doctor is like, eh.
What are the chances? Yes.
Exactly. The doctor's like, just kill her. Let's just like, not even ask anybody.
What was your answer?
Do it. Like, I don't mind.
What if
like,
they said there's a 90% chance he could wake up in the next year?
Okay. 1 year, if I don't, on the spot of 1 year, I don't come back, just
then
unplug it.
Okay. All right.
Like three, people like, 10,
TikTok.
9, 8. I'm like TikTok, like, 7, 5 hours.
Right away.
They're like, fuck.
Last minute. Yeah.
Damn it. I'm like, thank you, Trump. Like, that's my first set.
Thank you, Trump. Is that what you said?
Thank for Trump for the negotiation with him. It worked. I'm alive again.
Like you saved TikTok.
Like you're Venezuela. They unplugged me in that moment. Like, thank you, Trump. They're like, wow.
Stop it.
Okay, we're gonna end the episode. We're gonna do the bonus content. Adios. You gotta say adios in Spanish.
Adios. There you go.